So, how do you feel after the Crawley doubleheaders ended? 1 point out of six against a side that I think have now affirmed themselves as the best side in the division, if they can halt our winning run. Does it mean we have to recalibrate our targets and accept maybe that we're not going to challenge for the title? Dean Saunders, to his credit, didn't accept that after the game yesterday. He said, oh, no. We're going to keep pushing on for it. And he outlined how if we'd won last night, we could have been top of the table in a week, which I think was a little bit fanciful, but I'll let that ride. The fact of the matter is, I think, realistically, we've got three teams we've got to get above. If we keep going till the end of the season, there's tons of points to play for. Yeah, feasibly, we could manage to overtake sides. But do you really see us overtaking Crawley? I don't. Remember, they've spent not just more money than anyone else in non-league history. They've spent more money on their side this season than the whole of League Two put together was spent on transfer fees. So this is a side that just shouldn't be playing in the conference. And I just don't see them cracking. I know they've got a lot of games in hand and they could get overwhelmed by fixture congestion. But, I hate to say this, I've got a bit of a revisionist view on this now. Having seen them twice, I didn't think they played brilliantly against us either. So I think that's a credit to us. But they still came out with 4 points out of six. I think they've got the quality and experience to keep doing that. They're not going to crack. And I actually now want Crawley to win the league. And I hate saying that because my dream scenario from the start has been that Crawley don't go up. I think it would be absolutely wonderful. So a nice dollop of schadenfreude attached to that. But I think I'm going to be cynical. They're going to be in the top five at the end of the season, obviously. If they don't win the league, they're in the playoffs with us. Now, having looked at those two matches, am I confident that we beat them over two legs in a semi-final? Not massively. Am I confident that in a big match, we'd hammer them in the final? Again, you never know, but they'd have to be the favourites. And so I am now reassessing. I want us to get in the playoffs. I think that's our realistic target. It would be a huge blow if we didn't manage it. I don't think we can go for the title, and although it really goes against the grain, I think we've got to cheer for Crawley to actually win the league. Ugh, I feel so dirty now I've said that. Yuck. I also have one other fear. Okay. I'm not talking about off-the-field stuff now. I mean, that's bad enough, except to say that in many ways, I think the greatest danger of us collapsing and dropping out of the playoffs is not so much opposing sides hitting good form or the players or coaching staff blowing it, because they've already shown they're extremely reliable. It's whether there's an implosion within the race course, deduction of points even, and as a result, we get hit. I'd be quite shocked if we don't make it into the playoffs. We've got a big cushion between us and sixth place, and that's Kidderminster anyway. Sadly, they look on the verge of losing more points anyway, so we've got a good advantage. What sort of bothers me in a way now about the remainder of the season, apart from the fear of playing Crawley at the end of the season playoffs, is that we maintain this buffer between us and the sides outside the playoffs, and as a result, we comfortably qualify for the playoffs. So I mean, that sounds like an ideal scenario, doesn't it? No stress, no mess. But what if we do that? We maintain the gap we've got, which means we're probably with about 3 weeks left of the season. The season's sort of over. We're in the playoffs. We're just jostling for position within the playoff brackets. And I don't think it makes that much difference. I know the advantage of playing second could come into it if it goes to extra time. I don't think it makes a huge amount of difference there. But if we find ourselves in that position, we could also find ourselves with 3 weeks of meaningless matches. And how do you then maintain the momentum? Does Saunders rotate the side to make sure key players don't get injured and that they're fresh? I suspect he would. Do players go into the matches maybe just not quite feeling the drive, the motivation they would do in a normal game? Does our form suffer as a result? And then as a consequence of all that, do we go into the playoffs not in form and have to raise ourselves suddenly for the big matches? I think that's a real danger, a real threat to our promotion hopes. So, I don't know. Hope you enjoyed that dollop of pessimism. And maybe I'll come back and depress you again soon.